Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify's made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
GTA 6 trailer came out. We'll see you in a year.
Oh, you were saying about how you were going to take a week off.
See you on May 26th next year. I'm not joking you. We will be taking a week off. I will be taking a week
off. Should we do a live stream? The cream stream? A live cream?
Oh, a live creaming of the...
of GTA 6.
Hello, and welcome to the 30th Cream podcast, the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast. Again, at the beginning of this podcast, we ask ourselves, do cars rule or ruin everything around me, us?
Me,
so
us.
Let's do it. Let's start with Ben.
I like that. Sorry, firstly, Ben.
Hello.
Lovely.
Oh, Ben.
That was a zesty hello on that
it
one.
Often is.
No, your rule or your ruin, please, sir?
Am I a rule or ruin? I am a... I'm a rule. Because tomorrow, we are off to Santa Pod.
Fair.
And I love Santa Pod.
Santa Pod's great.
Santa Pod is potentially my favourite thing that we do out of here to film.
What is it for people that
are... Santa Pod is RAF Poddington.
Good.
Which was. Which airfield. It is now a drag strip. Very cool. It is the UK drag strip.
It's and like the European drag strip. It's the guy. He is an American style drag strip in the UK. We filmed a few videos there before and we're going again tomorrow.
Sticky. And I love it there because whenever we film stuff, it might look exciting on camera when we film like track stuff, and it is, but like if you're filming it, you're stood there for maybe 10 minutes at a time doing nothing, and then a car comes flying past and you stand there a bit. But Santa Pod, you're there watching the whole thing unfold and you get to film it, and it's
you
cool.
have an emotional attachment to it since you took the brown barge up there.
I was gonna say won a your Ben's only drag race he won.
Should we get you to race something tomorrow?
There is in that car the brown barge, which I sold quite annoyingly because I wanted it. I accidentally left the official Santa Pod quarter mile time in there, so someone will have bought that car.
Sorry, crazy thing. Someone went, ooh, old 5 Series diesel wagon. Yeah, this will do as a daily commuter. Why is there a drag time slip in here?
but good. I'm excited for that. And then apart from that, that's it. I need to do some maintenance on my cars.
But Roger's collection is looking healthy.
All quiet on the Western Front?
Yeah, well, there's stuff that needs doing.
Okay.
We need some bushes at the rear of the X5, which Edwin wrote in big letters on the back of my
windows. Actually, I didn't. Wilded.
Oh, Wilded, sorry. On the back of
someone wrote idiot, though, so it says, I need idiot bushes. On the back of your
X5. It's fair, we all do. We all
it said some other things, but Ben wasn't happy.
No. Yeah, then Edwin changed it, and I didn't feel comfortable driving around with it. So.
Ben rubbed it out. William?
You know what? It's ruined.
I know exactly. I know why, because mine's probably the same.
It's because Brat and Dog aren't at 25,000 subscribers.
Exactly. They're close, though.
They're close. If actually, by this point, they might be.
You know what? Cream listeners, they stepped up when they needed to.
They hit the streets.
We're going out in campaign for Rat Dog. Yeah. And so, also, the thing I was hoping as well, if some of you went over and subscribed and watched some of their content, I want to see if there's anybody that was like, oh yeah, hell yeah, there's a great channel.
Also, please come back as well.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I hate these guys. I'm staying with Rat Dog.
At current recording, which I'm hoping will be different by the time this goes out, so they asked for 25K.
Yep.
And Peter said to me, he said, oh, how are you going to do that? I was like, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. That's what we do.
And we did a little mention in Monday's video, yesterday's video, and they're at 22 or so. So that's like 7K.
Also, something to note is if you were listening and you thought, I'm just going to ignore it, we're not going to stop until we get there.
No. So
this is not something that we'd go, we tried our best. I'm leaving with something. I'm getting in that Mercy Lager.
It's happening. So I don't think they thought it might happen as quickly as it has, but... We have mobilized.
We will.
We've advanced the troops.
We will.
We will drive the Mercy Lago. Anyway, other than that, it's still... I'm going to go with rule for cars, apart from...
What happened today?
Yeah. We have been to a dyno.
Yeah.
Which is...
The video should be out, Ben? Question mark?
It'll be as you're watching this, it will be coming out in about 3 or 4 days.
To summarize, because I'm the same, I'm ruined for that reason. I was probably rule up until today, but now I'm not. We dynoed the cars, they both live. They're ready for Santa Pod tomorrow.
Yeah. There is a positive.
There is a positive, but you can gather the rest for why it's a ruin. Yeah. It's no longer a rule. So it's tough times.
But we'll see what the numbers say.
But you know what? Tomorrow morning, we'll have to see what the difference is.
Numbers on a dyno, I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Of course.
Something Ben would never understand.
You know what? Vin Diesel, you never saw Vin Diesel take his car to a dyno.
No,
exactly. He didn't care about that.
He didn't say, bring me a 525 horsepower car. He said, bring me a 10-second car.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what
ours will not
be. And we're going to bring him a 12-second car. So we'll see what times they do tomorrow, if they survive. Dyno was big test for the cars. They survived.
They survived.
Drag racing over and over again. Probably some quite heavy burnouts.
I say one survives. Oh, behind us also, by the way, if you're listening and you don't have the ability of sight, is Test Drive Unlimited 1, Williams' request today.
Favorite.
And it is
better than 2.
I don't agree with you, but the vibe, you know what, the vibe.
The vibe is better than two. We must play TDU. I used to play this with one of those steering wheels that go over your knees.
Yeah, do you used to drive around normally? Yeah. Also, picked up an Alpha GT. All right. Not bad start. If you haven't played TDU, Ben's looking kind of confused.
I don't know what this game is.
What?
It looks oddly good.
Now, do you want to know something? Yeah. Most of these are remastered. They're on max settings. Do you want to know something cool, Ben? This is why it should be you. You should like it. TDU, you buy a house. So you buy houses, and they're all like nice houses.
Yeah.
You work your way up, you buy nicer and nicer, you buy mansions. You can edit the interiors of them.
That's cool.
To look whatever you like, Sims spec.
Yeah.
And then you have a garage that you fill with cars. And when the garage is full, you go out and buy another house.
That's cool.
So I used to have like a Italian cars garage that had Ferraris. And I had one that would have Lamborghinis. Cool. And I had one that have English cars.
But can you get out of the car?
No.
So you just effectively making a sofa for your car.
You can sort of get out of the car. There are showrooms. You don't buy cars in a menu.
No.
Or a home screen. You go to a showroom.
A dealership.
And that showroom might only sell Ferrari. Mm. It might only sell Italian cars. It might only sell British cars.
And you have to go discover it. They're not on the map.
Oh, that's cool.
Let's go find it.
You get to walk around the dealership and the cars are just dotted around like a proper dealership. And then you can go and spec your car.
So you walk up
and go, and I want it orange.
I don't want the 17s. I want the 18s. And I don't want them in black. I want them in silver.
Proper
colours. The interior, I'd like in this spec.
But then wouldn't you just modify it? It's a racing game.
What do you mean?
Well, you wouldn't spec a car and then modify it.
You wouldn't spec a car.
Of course you'd.
Well, I'm not going to like pay for the better wheels on a brand new car and then change them when I get the car.
But these are, there are aftermarket wheels in TDU 2, but not in 1.
If you bought a brand new car in real life, you wouldn't go, I'll have bigger wheels and pay another grand for them. And then when you got the car delivered, you then wouldn't put aftermarket wheels on it. Yeah, what's the point then?
Because it's for resale.
Can I mention something about that?
Here we go.
This is a thought I've had for years.
We're already into the...
Sorry, I'm when you spec a car and you buy a new car? Not personally, but you know of that.
The answer is no, but
So say the price of the car is £25,000, okay? And they go to you. You can have a set of aftermarket wheels, bigger wheels, nicer, for another £1,500.
Aftermarket or just optional?
Sorry, like optional, better wheels.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? Now, that £25,000 include the price of those wheels at the start, right? So all I'm doing is now, I've bought those wheels still, but I don't get them. Do you know what I mean? You're paying £1,500.
No, because they'll be free.
Well, not free.
No, no, because every time you pick it's a free option.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not included in the price of the car.
But obviously, they spec the car to make it... To
standard wheels are a free option, so therefore they're not.
No. But out of that initial price, you're paying for that. You're paying the dashboard.
The standard wheels
are
a free option.
Of course, but they're not. They still cost money.
Right.
So the car is priced at a certain price to make the profit on the car, right?
Yeah, okay.
But those wheels cost something, so I'm paying for those wheels no matter what I do.
Yeah, but the optional wheels they have decided are £1,500.
I know that.
Okay.
Give me the other wheels that I already have included in the price.
Would you
know what I mean?
No, if you spec a different paint code, would you like a tin of the standard paint as well?
if it was by that logic, they'd charge £2,500 for the new wheels.
Oh, so you're saying it's a discount?
I'd say £1,500 is what they are charging over the cost of the free wheels.
This is my conspiracy.
Well, here we go.
That's what it is.
So it's early doors.
Does that not make sense to you? In my mind, that makes total sense.
I see what you're saying.
Of course, yeah.
I think it's silly.
Is another set of wheels for my car because I paid for them.
You can have that. You can have winter wheels.
No, but I want the ones that I paid for at the start.
But you didn't pay for them because you optioned different wheels.
No, because the car is £25,000 and that car, okay, if I bought it for £25,000, it's come with wheels, right?
You know,
so in that price of that car.
Wheels sold separately.
Right, just push it out.
Are you rule or are you ruin?
No, this is me now.
But yeah. Uh-oh. Grandpa's not doing so good.
Ruin. I said ruin, but it's Misrule. Have I already voted?
You have already voted.
My vote has been placed. What's yours?
I've already voted.
We were talking about the video game behind you.
My name is Edwin. That's Ben over there.
I thought we were in the middle of Rules and Ruins.
No, we talk about Test Drive because you could option cars. Got it?
Yeah, we got it.
Sorry, we're a tangent. I don't know if any... leave in the comments if you agree with what I've just said. I don't think anyone will.
No one will.
No, every now and then. You know what? Ben's got a little core group of supporters that Ben says some...
Whoppers.
Ben says some bullshit and everyone goes...
Whoppers.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not that.
Yeah, but you say some absolutely crazy stuff and people go, yeah, I agree with Ben. Leave him alone, guys.
Listen, this podcast would be interesting if there were differing opinions.
Fair,
okay?
Fair,
and sometimes I come out with some disinformation. Is that the word?
What about... Okay.
Or a crazy thought.
I just want to go... I said the same thing about paint. What about... I'm just talking about other options.
Yeah.
Seats.
I want it all. I want it all.
Okay,
I paid
so
for it.
You want the original seats?
Yeah, I'll sell them on Facebook. But I want them.
Where are you going to put them? You can turn it up with a trailer, van.
I don't have a garage, but in my living room.
Oh, nice.
This is wild.
Now, if you have like an engine upgrade, like let's say it's a 2 litre, but you go for the 5 litre.
Yeah, I want that as well.
You want the 2 litre. Yeah.
Because okay. I paid for it initially.
You paid for the
speed. Do you know what I want? I want one full spec car, which I paid for. And I want then, alongside that, a fully base model car that I also get.
Okay.
So two cars.
You know what? I think you take that up. The manufacturers. They might have something to say, but worth
it. But the wheels thing, I think, is a completely fair statement.
It's not.
Let's move on.
Okay. What have we got on our list? No news this week?
It's not real. Well, the only actual news is something that we watched perhaps half an hour ago.
Oh,
that
yes.
is the trailer, the second trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6.
And also, because it's us. What's the only part that we paused on?
It was a car.
I went, is that like Superleggera? And then we went back and we were like, no, it's an Aventador. It's like an SVJ.
God, that was quite annoying.
What?
We're watching this trailer I waited 12 years for. And then it gets getting paused every 2 seconds because there's cars.
You haven't waited 12 years for it. You've waited about 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, since the last one.
Yeah, but it's like the first one with a bit of like cutscenes and stuff.
Also, that was a year and a bit ago because Ben and I were standing in This Is Your Garage for Car Throttle when we watched the other one together.
Is that how long ago?
December 2023.
Yeah.
Sorry, it wasn't annoying, but it was, you know what I mean? Like it was anyway. Car nerd stuff. It was
it's got cars in it.
I want to see cars.
Yeah, that's fair.
Me in 2005 at the cinema.
But it has cars, it looks cool, and it's about stealing cars.
So see you in May. It's in the name. GTA is Grand Theft Auto. See you on May 26th next year. I'm not joking you.
We won't see anyone on that because no one's going to be at work.
Well, that's it. Yeah. I'm not joking. We will be taking a week off. I will be taking a week
off. Should we do a live stream? The cream
now,
stream?
Now, the cream... Oh, wow. Now, I quite like that.
A live cream?
Oh, a live creaming of the...
GTA 6.
You know they do a live screening? This is a live creaming of GTA 6.
Unpleasant. We've had quite a lot of people sending in cream-related...
puns and names.
Even just products, items.
Yes.
I was sent a packet of biscuits in Cyprus called Creamers.
Yeah, there's also the hashtag Creamers Unite, which is the hashtag.
Many creamer... Sorry. Some kind of horror movie creak just happened at the door.
Josh? Yeah,
okay, we're haunted.
Okay.
A bro named the ghost.
That's Josh, our ghost. Do you want to cut that?
I think that's in.
All right, okay, cool.
That's fine. Slightly odd for people listening, but anyway. GTA 6 trailer came out.
Yep.
We'll see you in a year.
See you in a year.
Oh, you were saying about how you were going to take a week off.
Yes.
That's what you said.
What's going on?
Okay. But moving on.
Okay.
So we got no more news there. Again, as most weeks, there are news, just not news that we care about.
Yeah.
It'll be boring or we've missed it.
There is a little bit of news. Maybe this is on your sheet. But we had a response from someone. In one of the podcasts, we were talking about people we'd like to see on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, we do, yeah.
Now, we've said JK. JK not got back to us yet.
No, no.
You know,
he's in the pipeline though.
He's in the pipe. He's in the pipe.
We actually have a tangible link.
There's cream in the pipe.
we've sent some cream to JK.
But Richard Porter.
Richard Porter.
Let's call it the man behind Top Gear, the writing of Top Gear.
The man whose said, sense of humour you will all understand.
Yeah, because it's very similar.
I just saw an email in our TDC email from a Richard, and I thought, all right, like, it's going to be spam. So yeah. Like someone taking the mic. And it said, I've forgotten what it said.
It said, car nerd off, let's go, essentially.
Something, yeah. And then it said, basically, like, let's go, Richard. Richard.
Best Richard.
Edwin and Will. Bad luck.
Bad luck.
Richard.
Richard.
So, yeah, we have responded. You have 24 hours to respond, Richard.
We'll see you with a diss track.
But yeah, we'd love to have you on.
Yeah, that'd be very good.
So, we might have even had you on by now. We don't know. Probably not. But
so
yeah,
hopefully we'll see that soon. That will be, if you like car boring car stuff, that one's for you. That one's going to be a one for you. Yeah.
Get your Top Gear questions ready because we're not asking
them. Actually, a very good idea. Get some...
We will ask them.
Get some ones... Look, we're all creamers here.
Yeah.
We're a level above... What was your favourite Top Gear episode?
So how did you come up with a name?
Give me some, you know, the things that have always bugged you about Top Gear. Why did they use this instead of this?
And Google them first.
Yes, please.
Because if you have an answer out there, we won't ask it. We want groundbreaking discoveries with Richard Porter on the Cream Podcast, and then we'd quite like to know the bolt pattern of an Austin Allegro.
And he'll know it.
Off of the dome as well, if possible. Come prepared, Richard. Anyway, moving on. What have we got next? We have got a shifter update. No, we don't. That's coming later. Spoiler.
Wow. Little first looks.
Broke at the trailer.
Coming soon.
Yeah. You've heard of GTA trailer. I get ready for
Edwin,
Ben's
shift. You've put in here disabled bay.
I parked in a disabled...
I dread to think what's going to happen.
I parked in a disabled bay the other day.
Okay.
And I actually didn't know. On the way home from mine is a BP garage. Mm-hmm. I like to stop. It's the place in the morning that I will ring up the gentleman and say, does anybody want a sip in the morning? Ben will usually be... Ben's our pastry chef.
Mm.
Ben will get a pastry for us.
And what do we put in the chat?
Sometimes. Trolley.
Anything from the trolley.
Anything from the trolley, dear. I will usually get a sip for us, aka a drink. We'll sometimes get a Starbucks for us. It's the way that it all works. However, on the way home, which I usually buy my dinner there sometimes, if it's a late one, which it usually is.
Is this Ninky Nonk BP?
This is Ninky Nonk BP.
This is Ninky Nonk BP.
It was closed. I was like, where am I supposed to go?
Closed?
Yeah, I need a sandwich. I need to eat my dinner. Looked up, and in the next roundabout, there is a big Waitrose. Now... Because of the year that we're in and the world, I don't usually shop at Waitrose. It's quite expensive in there.
Yeah, it's very.
So I was like, you know what? Let's go in. Let's maybe they got a sandwich meal deal type beat. I drove in. I parked up. I was like, this is great. I'm like right in front of the door. This is great. Walked in, did my shopping, came out, and I was like, there's a disabled bay. And there was loads of disabled, but it was all like the floor. You couldn't, you know, they were washing away. Not washing away. You know what I mean? They were fading. Let's call it that.
Those temporary lines.
Yeah. Temporary disabled bay, this one.
Did you get quick?
But here's the thing. I didn't care. No, I thought.
Were there others?
I thought, yeah, there was hundreds.
Oh, so that's good then.
But that's the funny thing. If you said to me, consciously, are you going to go and park in that disabled bay? I'd be like, no, absolutely not.
You did it by accident.
But I did it by accident, and it was genuine accident. And when I walked out, I was like, oh, I don't care, it's fine.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, well.
What if you came out
no
to
one, no
a
one, no
queue
one will
of people waiting that, for that, that space? One.
Yeah. Then I would have gone, oh, sorry, and then got my car and left. Because that's the thing I was thinking. Realistically, no one died.
No, you're not going to be, it's not points.
It didn't end the world.
As long as it's not points.
Now, I'm not going to, from here on out, start parking in disabled bays.
Yeah, but you've broken the seal
I
now.
I have broken the seal. And that's why I thought to talk about it, because it is a, up until that point, I'd be like, no.
What next?
I couldn't. I'm parking in the shop next time. Open those doors. But yeah, I was like,
I'm just going to be ramming police cars. I never thought about it, but it was all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
And I got away with it. Okay, that's an interesting one. We're going to have people raging in the comments and people not so bothered. I think most of you aren't that bothered by this stuff, which is great. I think we've collected a little audience of scumbags.
I think your typical creamer, your weakest creamer, believes that just don't be an asshole. Just be smart about stuff. You don't need to play exactly by the rules, but don't make someone else's day shit.
No.
If there's one disabled bay space left,
park in it.
Ben's doing that.
Parking in service space? I'm not.
But when there's one left.
No, Ben.
I wouldn't park in it.
Yeah.
Ben would circle the block.
I never have. Honestly, never have. But also, that was a genuine mistake from you. Now, you don't show much remorse.
Have you ever
No,
parked?
But that's why fair, I find it interesting. Have you ever parked on a double yellow?
Yes, my parking ticket tells me so. Thank you for that.
Well, did we get an update on that? On that? How that?
Yeah, ended? I paid it. They said no.
Anyway, next up, V10 Lincoln.
Yes, there is a... I got randomly suggested on YouTube. I don't watch that much YouTube anymore. We're quite busy these days. But anyway, opened up YouTube and there was a video that said, like, we built a V10 that Ford never made. I was, interesting. Clicked on it. And it was, I believe the channel is called Build It Yourself Garage. I could quote me on that. Don't quote me on that.
B-O-Y.
I believe that is actually what it is. And they have built, there is a V10 in America. They put it in truck engines. It's petrol V10. Mm. But it's a two-valve guy. So he revs very low. He doesn't make power, all that sort of stuff. Mm. But do you remember there was a Shelby Cobra concept? Cool looking thing from the early 2000s.
The Ford one.
The Ford, yeah.
And the one that's in this.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Correct. And it was also an Ice Cube. Ice Cube drove it in XXX2 something?
Possibly.
Anyway, that had a four-valve head on that same engine, and it was a ridiculous, glorious-sounding thing. And these guys said, no, I'm making it. And they've built heads for this engine. I watched a couple of videos on it, and it sounds... Oh my god, it sounds crazy.
Could you describe its noise in relation to another thing that exists?
Imagine if Europeans got hold of a Viper.
Ooh.
So, you know that dull, low... Because a Viper's cool.
How close are we to E60 M5 or Gallardo?
80% of the way towards an E60, okay. but with more depth, more anger. You know what he sounds like? He sounds... This is very nerdy. A G-Power, a bored-out E60 okay. M5.
All right.
And these guys built it themselves in their garage. They took it to the dyno. I can't remember what it was. It made five. Can't remember. But basically, it made ridiculous power. It made more power.
NA.
NA than a Lamborghini Gen 1 Gallardo and an LFA.
Nice.
And apparently the plan is to go to like 700. And they think they can do it. That, you know what? That's the type of YouTuber. As well as Rat Dog, you should be
first and foremost
Rat Dog. Yeah, for sure.
You know, so you can watch other channels.
You can
just subscribe.
But start there. Yeah. But then secondly, that's the, you know what? Mad props. To just go, this doesn't exist and I want it to exist. Go have a watch of that. Because the noise is also absolutely ridiculous.
Now, if we get them to 25,000 subscribers, they've said we can have that engine.
when we do an American trip, I'd actually really love to try that car because that is a America.
Oh,
and they've put it in a Lincoln Continental, a new one, a late one, which started as front wheel drive. They've made it rear wheel drive.
What's hang on, a 4x4?
Nope, Continental is the big boy luxury boy. Here we go. Silence from wheel.
Oh no, we're on a podcast. I'm on the Bentley thing.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. I was thinking of a Navigator.
There you go, a Navigator.
I don't know anything about America. That sounds cool. I want to hear it.
I will show you after the podcast. It sounds really quite cool.
Now we've got a message from Ben here. One to decode here. Just says, build.
Build. I got a message, a comment, or a DM or something, which I'll find now. It wasn't even to me. It was a comment, which was from a man called Matt Oakes on Spotify. He said, I know you've kind of done this before, but this is a bit more niche. If you each had £10,000 to build each other a car, what are you doing?
I did see this. I thought that was quite cool.
Each other a car? Yeah. Is that including the cost of the car?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's say yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, all in, 10K budget.
I'd buy you quite an expensive, like a kind of a nice one, I think, like a 9.5 grand, call it a 10 grand, Defender, and crush it. And then I think you'd actually be happy. I think you'd be fine with that.
Could you just get like a £1,000 car, crush it, and then give me 9 grand?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll buy you the cheapest Defender, crush it, and then give you the money.
Comments where people go, "Oh, there's 9 grand in the boot."
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there was. Go find it. No. In reality, I think I would buy you. You know what, Ben? That's a good question. Can we come back to that later in the podcast?
I've got one option. It's not a real option. I would buy an MX-5.
Please don't.
No. But you can abuse it. But it has 8 grand in the boot, or 9 grand.
Okay.
Depending on how much.
See, I like that.
This is not the game.
No, this is not the game. You know what, Ben? How about you start us off? Because clearly you've thought about this.
I haven't, but what I will say is, okay, Edwin.
Ben, sorry. I'm going to buy you an S2000. I'm going to get you some nice wheels. I'm going to get you some NSX wheels.
Okay.
So that's probably taking us up towards
the top. You can't buy one for that. You won't even get a rusty shell.
You can't even get...
NSX wheels?
Not real ones. There are replicas that you can buy in America.
Yes, we saw those, yes.
Bring them over. I would do that for you, and I would do maybe coilovers if I could afford them still. Otherwise, I would just put some nice tyres on the wheels that you like, and then I'd give it to you, and I know you'd carry on. Brackets, you wouldn't put...
You know what I'd buy?
Very nice.
I don't know if I can buy this.
oh, I can. I think I can buy this. I think I got the budget.
There you go.
An R32 Golf, a Mark IV.
Ooh.
And I think there would be just enough money left over.
That make me very happy.
I wouldn't actually do anything. No, I'd put something on it.
Okay.
Perhaps a wheel of sorts.
Just one.
But it could be upsetting because you might get it.
I've always thought,
we've said this before, you know, Car SOS?
Yeah.
Now, God, I don't want anything to ever happen to me like that. Because normally there's something quite bad, yeah, which is very sad and upsetting. But I'd be deeply upset if my family went behind my back, took my car away, and someone else modified it. Because if they went away and said, "Ooh, actually, I reckon he might like it to be red and put these wheels on,"
it would end poorly.
Ever. You either fix it as it is, right? This is a statement to all my family and friends, all of you. If anything ever happens to me, and that man with the odd hat rocks up, and they say we're going to take this away, I go, "You don't touch a thing.
Just make it nicer. Whatever,
paint it.
Yeah,
just make it nicer.
The same again.
Do nothing. Choose nothing.
It's like having a good something good in the shop. The same again, please.
Yeah, same again.
It's the usual, please.
Make it better." And I don't want to notice that anything's been changed.
So I'm the exact same.
Yeah.
You could think that you're doing the right thing. You could have the right wheel, but the offset's not going to be correct.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it in the bin.
Surely it's happened on Cara. So I have watched a few, and obviously it's TV, so they go, "Oh my God, so amazing." Matter of time, surely they go,
"And Jesus Christ, what they've done to it.
Well, they painted it with the orange peel on that."
Yeah, exactly.
The offset on those wheels.
It's like when you watch the old Wheeler Dealers episodes where they restore, you're like, "Wow, it's going really well." I think the RX-7 is a famous one. They were like restoring this FD RX-7. Yeah. You're like, yeah. And then they go, "We're going to paint it with a snakeskin wrap." Oh no. No one's buying this now.
Crazy.
So that's for you, Ben. Will, I would, for £10,000, I would buy you... you know what I'd do? I would find your pre-facelift silver ST, and I'd spend some of the money on a...
Dead.
Is he still...
I think he could be dead. But anyway.
I would hire a private investigator to find me that car.
Yep.
I would buy it back. I would put back the XXR wheels. I'd make him... Nice. I'd literally put him as he was.
Quite enjoy that.
And it would be... But
with straight pipe?
With full straight pipe.
Okay.
As he was... Built in his image, perhaps.
As the Lord intended.
Exactly. And it would just be there for you to relive a moment in time.
I would quite enjoy that, actually.
Yeah. And I'd get you a full Adidas tracksuit as well.
I would quite enjoy that as well. To be in comfort.
Exactly.
While chavving is always a positive. It's actually quite sad. I check old number plates of my old cars regularly.
I do that.
I just check up to see where they are. Like, have they passed their MOT recently? That's nice.
It's like school teachers checking in on their students over the years and be like, "So how's life? What are you up to?"
And the thing is, I don't just think of one and check it. I'll check them all as a routine.
You have to check them all.
I'm going to check them all.
Yeah.
And then I might check other people's cars, like my dad's old cars. And I'll check that. Of cars I know that... Do you know any old cars that are dead?
No. Well, my first car, my Mark IV Golf.
Dead. Really obviously, you saw that.
My Mark IV Golf, two or three of my MX-5s have died.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, my Citroen C2, that's gone.
Dead.
That's dead. Really, the majority of the cars I've found, they are gone.
Is it old? Is it a previous car?
It was a previous car, yeah. And did I sell it to someone for a market value? Yes. And it's now died.
Dead. My first car's dead. I don't know this, but when you check it, it says if there's a 1.2 litre Fiesta and it hasn't had an MOT for 6 years or 7 years,
he's gone.
No, someone hasn't put it away.
He's dead, Jim.
Someone hasn't put it away for...
Ben's the only person here that he sees his first car driving around.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Who's heard about first car?
So, I have to...
We've talked about this on the early podcast.
Did I?
I don't remember it, though. I'd like to...
Okay, so my first car was a Nissan Micra K11.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Great little first car. We bought it for £250 off of a man who worships the sun at Stonehenge, what they called.
Oh,
a druid.
A druid, yeah.
Yes. And
you bought a K11 Micra off of a druid.
Yep.
You know what? That type of thing Robin should have said on this podcast.
And do you want to know why he was getting rid of it? Because he wasn't powerful enough, so he bought himself a Fabia VRS instead.
Oh, I thought you meant like he wasn't powerful enough in terms of praising the sun.
Yeah.
Like he needed to level up his power.
Oh, I don't know, maybe. But basically had that great car. Really, really genuinely liked it, even though it wasn't very good. And then it went to auction because it was worth about £2.50. And then I thought it was gone. And then my brother, who was at university, kind of near me, one evening sent me a photo of this blue Micra just sat outside of his house. And I was like, okay, that's odd. Can you please put a note on it and say I want to buy it? But it had parking permits for a place near, like far away. So okay. Obviously, I think someone's parents had bought it for them.
Yeah.
They were driving around. So I was like, okay, so it's probably, they're not just going to sell it to me. Anyway, I thought I'd never see it again. Then I was with my girlfriend. I said to her, you know what? I'd love to buy that car back and just, and turn it into like a track car or something stupid.
Yeah.
I'll have a look to see last time it was sold. And it was sold the day before.
Tough.
I looked, last V5, and I looked it up and it would be for sale for like 700 quid, which is way too much.
Last V5 might not be sold.
But the advert was gone.
The ad, oh, it was for sale. Yeah,
and it had been for sale like a week before.
It'd been like seen for sale before.
Shame. Sold then.
And it was like within, and it was in literally, if I'd had that thought a day earlier, I would have been able to buy it back. So
it's tough.
But I've seen it driving around. I saw it also another time driving.
What's the number plate? Just to put it
X346YJT.
Now, you there's going to be some poor soul out there has just had a hit marker put on them. If you see that car, let them know there's
a surprise.
Here we go.
Look outside that door. I'm serious.
You'll see it.
No, I'm serious. Look outside the door.
That's actually a really mean thing to do. That's actually a horrible.
Do you know what, should I do it just for the funny thing?
Yeah, I just want to see you do it.
There's should be an E55.
You got me, Josh. An E55.
Josh, an E55 AMG on the back of a trailer.
Yes, thank you. That's not exactly what I wanted, but thanks for the Christmas present. But, anyway.
So all your cars are alive, though.
I had a K11 Micra, which is
you heard that,
which is alive. Then I had a blue on blue on blue on blue on blue Ford Fiesta Mark 6.
I meant to say this.
You had a Mark 6?
Yeah. I meant to say this. In the early podcast, we talked through our car history, but Ben never did.
Yeah.
Ben, you're 23.
Yep.
How many cars have you owned?
Seven.
That's quite impressive.
Seven cars?
Yeah. You know what? That's quite impressive for a 23-year-old.
God. Yeah, no, who's the car guy now?
Tell you from the top. Okay. K11 Micra. K11 Micra. Fiesta.
Then I had a Fiesta, which...
Engine.
1.25
solid
Fiesta.
Engine. Great engine.
He was a ZTEC. He was a ZTEC Blue Edition.
Well,
so
fancy.
That is
fancy.
He was
I bet you had aircon and color-coded mirrors.
The aircon didn't work, but I did have it.
But you had color-coded mirrors?
Yeah, and I had my...
And your door strips were color-coded?
Yes, yeah, the whole thing was...
I would have loved you.
Yeah, and it had good wheels as well. And I had that... For a couple of years, I got rid of it. I don't know why. I got rid of it by my next car, which was a bad one.
No. Before that, Ben, the first time I ever met Ben, he had his Fiesta, and I had to move it on my driveway. And he gave me the keys. And I've said this before, turned the wheel and it went. And I was like, you've got a knock from the front left, and also your power steering's dying. And he went, is it? And then how quickly it went after like a month after that, you were like, I don't want to deal with it.
No, that didn't happen. Never died. That's my...
No. As in, it went. The car went. You got rid of it a few months later.
So yeah, I had my blue Fiesta, which potentially the most reliable car I've ever had. That car in 2 years, I had to place one lower arm on it. Apart from that, nothing.
Cool.
That one, I don't know if it's alive still because it got sold to a man who had it as a first car for his son, and they put a private plate on it.
Tough.
So I can't find. I don't know what
plate.
Private
plate on it as a first car.
Yeah, I know.
You can find where? Oh yeah, maybe not.
Least interesting.
But hang on, but it's still got the private plate on it.
I believe so.
We'll whip it out.
Do you know what we can do?
You can car vertical it.
We can car vertical check.
Okay, yeah, that was your Fiesta.
My Fiesta.
You then moved on.
I then moved on to the Hell Machine. I thought, you know what? I'm working now. I want something for me. Okay. I bought a Suzuki Swift Sport.
Mm.
Do you know what?
1.5. Is that
1.6.
This was a Mark II, I think.
I like those, if that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
the clean looking, like kind of cool, chunky.
Hated it.
Yeah.
Trash car. You know what? It drove okay. It was just, I bought one, and here comes Edwin with his smugness. He said to me, don't buy a cheap one because it will be more expensive in the long run. I thought, you know what? I'll buy a cheap one. And it was expensive.
You know what I say? Cheap Swift Sport. It's the most expensive Swift Sport.
Hey, buy cheap, buy twice. It was it drove well when you were on it, but a car to drive every day, which you were driving big, like,
oh yeah, just motorway. Yeah, yeah. And also, I didn't like it. It's one of those cars where they made the seating position really high up, and it meant because of that, they thought it needs to feel sporty. So we'll just lift the door level up higher. So the actual visibility in driving is really annoying as well.
I think that's more a safety thing, but yeah.
But I didn't like that at all. Like maneuvering it was just annoying. And yeah, that was fine. Though. Once I fixed stuff, it was actually okay. I just couldn't use it for work because I couldn't fit any camera gear in it. And then
so Swift gone.
Yep.
Then
A3,
the mighty A3.
Why did I think you had another Fiesta?
No, All of my brothers had Fiestas. There was a time when we all had the exact same model of Fiesta.
Mark 7.
A3. Anyway. Tough times.
Expensive, too expensive, bad car, let's go.
Cool. Lost a lot of money.
So that's four cars in like a few years, and then it's been the last year or so.
And then you went...
Which was...
The Brown Barge. Which good fun while he lasted.
I actually really like that car.
Yeah, fair.
It was.
It
I liked
did
how
it, stink though.
Well, still not fan.
It did stink, but I liked how it drove on that way.
I like stinky cars.
What's I gonna do? Yeah.
Brown Barge died.
Then I had the X. Oh, I had the Clio before the Brown Barge.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah, true.
But I had that alongside the A3. I still have that, and then the X5.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's not particularly interesting history.
Seven cars bent. Crazy.
Is it seven cars?
Yeah, I think that is. That the math checks out.
Yeah, but four of those.
I haven't had that many cars by that age.
Really?
But your average car was a bigger boy. He was a nicer.
I did have an Evo,
yeah. Still. And they were the 1.6 LA.
Still chuffing through cars. Yeah. Like a true man. Yeah. Like a true good, car good stuff. Dude.
It's been tough for the old bank account. Well, lost money on everyone.
Drop in the ocean.
A big old splash.
The pool is dry.
okay, so what we got next?
Bill, we've got an Instagram link, which is a man with a Porsche.
Yes, so we talked beforehand, maybe 6 months ago, odd, that they are reproducing AE86 bodies.
On like AliExpress.
On something. AliExpress. I believe it's the exact same people are now making a 964 Porsche. You can just buy a new 964 shell.
A new chassis shell.
Brand new one. And you know what? I'm here for it. I think it's great.
I want to know the quality of it.
For sure. But my whole point is that people that are buying Porsches now, especially the old ones, the air-cooled ones, are not buying it because they want one. They are buying it because it's cool. Because Instagram has made it cool. They are the people who are willing to go and spend 80, 90, 100 grand on an old shit 911. So I think these are cool because now, cool. All I want in my life is to own a 964 911. It needs to look like one, and I can put an engine in it, and I can make it drive nice. That's all I care about.
And not spend £250,000 doing it.
For what? I don't need the badge. I don't care.
A singer going to be looking at these, going,
"Hello, mate." Because, but that's the thing. Even Porsche are like, "No, it's not a Singer 911. It's a 911 by Singer."
Yeah.
So I think there's surely, of all the people, because I think they've reproduced the A86, Toyota doesn't care.
That, what I've just looked at, is a 911.
It's a Porsche 911.
Yeah.
I think they do A86, a Defender, a Bronco, maybe the Defender a little bit, but now that it's gone, I don't think they care. Whereas Porsche, they are protective over the 911 name, even with Singer. They said, no, you must call it a 911 reimagined by Singer. So I think Porsche might be like, nah.
Yeah. I mean, how much this sort of company cares about such legal but legalities.
I wonder if you have that, if you bring one over here, Porsche are going to go, mm-mm.
I've got to prove it.
But what I want to know, how do you put it on the road? Do you just need to buy a V5 from a crashed car?
Yeah.
And stamp the VIN on?
Surely it's no worse than a rep.
Yeah.
Making Beetle into 11s and stuff.
But I saw it and I was like, that's cool.
It's interesting. I want to see what else they... Maybe one day we might have to...
Murcielago.
Might have to cop.
I'd love to buy a replica.
Might have to cop.
Like a fake.
I'll have to buy fake stuff. Countach Space Saver. I put this in because I saw this on Instagram. Harry Metcalf, our new friend.
Our roommate in terms of working on cars.
Yeah.
Because his car was in the same workshop
as ours. His car was in the same workshop at Tom Lenthal. An actual paying customer of Tom Lenthal, unlike us.
He loves to remind us of that.
A couple of leeches.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, exactly what we are, let's be honest. Tom, could we use your workshop this weekend? Also, we need your trailer. Thanks.
But, Richard Metcalf, no, Harry Metcalf.
That's the one.
A big friend.
Yo, yeah.
I saw it on Instagram. He posted about, he has a Countach.
Yeah, as you do.
Because, a red one. And he posted a picture of it with a Space Saver on, because I had no idea this was a thing, that a Countach from factory came with a Space Saver. And it is one of the most ridiculous looking things. Countach is famed, at least the late ones anyway, famed for having the most, I think it's like a 335 or a 345. And so they are huge, and I think they're 15s as well.
Yeah.
So they just look like square wheels.
I was going to say, I think they are just off of being square.
But that's it from the side.
Okay, there's a Space Saver on it.
it's a massive wheel.
And then that looks like you know when dogs lose their legs and they get little trolleys to or wheel a around. That's Ben's not happy about that one.
It's true though.
Yeah, it does. It does look like that. Yeah, you go. So you see, Ben. I do know what you mean.
But yeah, he was talking about getting it refurbished and what such. But I thought that was interesting.
What the spare wheel or the
spare wheel?
He's talking about getting crazy. No, that's the sort of money we need to be on.
Standard. They came in either black or silver. But
also, meanwhile, a tease. Maybe they would have seen that episode now.
It's in the finale,
which has.
They'll be seeing it in a few days.
Okay, soon. You will see a Nankang AR1s on the back of the Jaguar.
I want to surely, and maybe in the US this has happened, but surely the first time an AR1's been on the back of an XFR.
It has to be.
Also, you will note the
lack of pipe,
which I think we spoke about before.
Anyway. You also can't see it.
Oh, well,
we can't. Anyway,
above the head, there is no exhaust.
I will note it audibly. Next up, we've got a shifter update from Ben. This is from
our shifter update.
Little argument.
Last week, I mentioned that the direction you push your automatic car's shifter to go up and down is wrong.
Yep.
I got rinsed in the comments, as per. Everyone's making good points. Apparently, it's because of inertia. So as you accelerate, you go backwards in your seat, hence why you pull it backwards towards you, and as you brake, you push it forwards.
Makes sense.
You know what? I read that, didn't want to agree with it. I do agree with it. Let's just move on.
Hey, you know what, Ben? Fair enough for circling back.
That was my opinion, and it's changed.
Fair.
In my mind, I still can't get it around my head, but it does make sense.
Will and I could never. No. Change an opinion?
Yeah, don't think so, mate. You're wrong.
Nah, I don't think so.
But we were right on that one.
Actually, you did say that. That's true.
So you've... Okay.
I don't want to go into it more.
But you've admitted being wrong.
Well, not wrong.
Perhaps
just
misinformation, Ben.
He's back. Must happen once a podcast.
Next note in here for me, it says yellow MFs.
Yes, which...
It took me a little while earlier to remember what that was.
Spent about 2 minutes trying to work out what that is.
We drove for lunch the other day, all three of us.
With the Cayenne and the trailer through Wokingham, a very tiny little village. Nothing on the trailer, by the way. We just took the trailer out for lunch.
We just took it with. We saw... Was it a Boxster?
A Boxster. A 718, I think it was a new one.
Oh, it was a new one. Yeah. But his roll hoops were yellow. It was yellow. The car was yellow. Yellow.
Everything was
But then
yellow.
The roll hoop was yellow. Yeah. And then his seat belts were yellow. And
his centre console.
I just know.
Everything was just yellow.
You know that centre console is bright yellow.
And it just made me think. It's just a yellow car thing.
Yeah.
Someone who buys a yellow car goes, I now need to make everything has to be yellow.
But why is it
I'm
going to
wear
yellow?
A yellow jacket.
Yeah. Because even Focus STs, I can get it from it's a sports car, yellow, I'm going to make everything. But Focus ST, you're not a sports car, you still look, you're a hatchback.
But
yet they all go, yellow everything, mate.
I think I'll have my Ford Badger, that will be yellow.
Yellow. Stickers on the windows.
That will be yellow.
Yep.
My shoes, that will be yellow. My phone case, that will be yellow.
Everything yellow.
But what is it? Are you a bee reincarnated?
Because I like yellow cars. I do like them. Yeah, there are a lot of ones
sometimes
I like.
Yellow works.
But it's such a loud colour, it's all you need. You just need the exterior colour to be yellow.
So remember is it Dakar? Is the BMW colour? Dakar?
Yes, Dakar yellow.
Do you remember the one, the M3?
Yeah, again, nice guy.
Again, great guy. But my God, your car is horrible.
It's not great. It's not.
And he spent some money on it.
Yeah, and it's like the rim protectors that go around the edge of the rim. Yellow ones are those. What do you call it? Handwriting. The number plate letters. The backing of those. Yellow outlines on that.
Just quit.
You can make it nice, but calm down.
Hey, respect all builds.
Hey, man. Hate all builds.
Hate everything.
Disrespect all builds.
Yeah.
That's, you know what?
Dab on it, wagwan. we'll get away from that before we start offending everyone. Ben has put in here Mansory, etc. Was that ECT or is that
a little callback there? Ben doesn't remember doing that.
That's fine.
Okay. I don't understand.
Ben, you were reading about car
ABS
aids, and you said it's got ABS, TCS, ETC.
Oh yeah.
And we said, do you mean etc.?
Great. This is a comment on Spotify from Job Art. Really curious at your opinion on Mansory. I think there isn't a single version that looks good.
No,
agreed.
And similar, perhaps Overfinch and that sort of style of thing.
Overfinch is much more
old Overfinch. If you look at a P38 Overfinch, I think it's called a 460R. They're cool. That's just like OEM plus looking aggressive, but you cater to your customers. Your customers go, yeah, I'll pay you 10 grand for this, but I have no taste and I'm a clown. I would pay you 30 if you did this. Mm. And you go, oh, there's good money in selling dumb stuff to rich people. So it gets more and more crazy as it goes.
It's also not like the value of the stuff doesn't, there is no, the materials used don't, yeah. The value is in being an idiot.
Yeah, but that you say, yeah. To be able to say, I have a Mansory.
Go, oh, no, it's different.
Hence
it's
why
different.
Money.
No, it's just dumb.
Because the thing I always find funny, yes, okay, forged carbon fiber is worth, it costs money to produce. But how can you be like, yeah, forged carbon? Brother, the GR Yaris has forged carbon. You're not that special.
Do you know what? It's Versace people.
It's fair.
It's Versace jacket people. Looking like you, like a, it's just dumb. I'm looking through Mansory stuff on Google now, which is great because none of you can see that. But I'm trying to find something that I could go, oh, I like that, and it's all absolute dross.
In my head, it was Novatek that did. Was it the N-Largo F12? That's about. I like that because of how dumb it is, because it's a big wide body. But even then, that's too much.
I think most of those things that I actually can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can't either.
That is. No.
I honestly think super, because the thing is, normal cars have, the manufacturers leave leeway enough for people like us to improve them. Whereas I think supercars, 9 times out of 10, they have such little constraint that they just get to make the car good anyway.
Yeah.
So you don't need to do something dumb.
Although what I don't like is that lots, especially some of the Ferraris and Lamborghini ones, is that then the new version of that, let's say, I don't even know what car. I think I'm thinking of the SF90, the XX one.
Yeah.
Is that when the SF90 came out, people started slapping kits on them. But then the XX came out, and it essentially just looked like those cars with the kits.
Yeah, exactly.
So it then makes those cars look, now you look
you
like
just look normal.
So
like
even manufacturers now are going, we might go for some of that.
We have to go crazy.
Mansory looking,
looking
dross. But yeah, I mean, I've decided not to buy a Mansory kitted car.
Do you know what it is? 9 times out of 10, though. I always think about this. It's in the spec. The spec is what is the cherry on top of what makes it so bad. I think if you got a Mansory in a normal looking color without the clown wheels, with some like OEM plus looking wheels, I think it could be potentially acceptable. But it's because every single one is purple with green and orange, and I've gone for 74-inch gold wheels.
I think it's the stuck-on nature of
stuff. Yeah.
Matt Armstrong does a lot of stuff with this. Yeah. Matt Armstrong, mate, we'd love to have you on the podcast, but sometimes you're tasting mods. I'd love to know if it's for YouTube or not. Because like there was a Urus, I think he did, and I thought, this is quite cool, Urus rebuild. And then the kit came out.
Yeah.
And it was this stuck-on carbon arch, and that I find odd.
Yeah,
I've stuck carbon on cars before. I have, not to that extent, but an entire arch, just stuck, but like over the top of it. That doesn't scream expensive to me. That screams Halfords. That's what anyone else would get rinsed.
Oh,
for
yeah.
On a cheaper car, but because it's carbon on a Euro, everyone goes, "That's lovely, that."
Yeah,
that's so lovely. This.
It was the same. I don't actually remember if it was on the podcast or off, but we were talking about Mark McCann's McLaren P1.
Oh yeah.
It was volcano orange with silver bright. Was it silver or grey? Either way, the wheels were like nice wheels. Yeah. And there's and I said I absolutely hate the new look of it. It's matte black with these horrible 1552 knockoff looking wheels. Mm. But the point most likely is to protect a very valuable car and wheels.
Yeah.
But B, we're talking about it. And on YouTube, that's part of the job for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it works. If people are saying they hate it, people are going to watch the video.
Mm. He also does have a P1.
Exactly. And that's the win.
Fair.
You win at the end of the day.
But we can roast it.
Yeah.
We're just poor.
That's also things that go so violently against all TDC and cream things is, do you want to just do that because it's better for the video?
No.
I've spent 20 hours getting this fitment right. Do you think I care?
I'm not wrapping an XFR bright orange with green wheels just so the internet likes it.
So
you
yes.
can stick it.
No to Mansory.
You know, we just got to protect our investments.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We really do by pulling the back. You know what, that's Mark McCann swapped his wheels off. We took our back boxes off over here.
Keep them safe.
We need to keep them good condition for the resale.
And the rear tyres, we're protecting them.
We've got to keep those nice.
And the original supercharger pulley, all those bits.
And the original car.
And the original car, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't want to put miles on the blue one. So
we could talk about that very briefly, actually.
Yes.
On that, I meant to talk about that in my rule.
It'll be
earlier
out.
On in the podcast. It will be out. The Blue Jag is only back. He's, I'm not going to say so back. He hasn't moved very far.
He's back.
But he's running.
Yeah.
So we set a challenge to Tony, who has been on the podcast previously. We said, if you can fix the Blue Jag, the XFR that had a timing chain or a suspected timing chain failure, you can have it.
It's yours.
Because we thought either that or that car is going to sit in our yard for God knows how long and we won't get around to it, and then the car will end up with more issues, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And we don't quite have the capacity to fix that car because there's a lot of money in tooling and knowledge required in terms of timing and
we asked him, I don't know because the video's still in the edit for you guys, it's out, but we haven't seen it yet. Tony talked about, he said it was 1500 quid to 2 grand's worth of tools alone that you need to do the job. Now yes, we could borrow them, but they're not asked to borrow, and we don't have the expertise on them.
And he was saying there's a bunch of things you can really mess up to do with cam shoot anyway. Just lots of stuff you can really mess up. I know a lot of you are probably saying you would have liked to see us attempt it. We will attempt something of that scale at some point.
We will.
But it wasn't right on that one.
No.
But we also didn't want to see that car die, which it would have done we just left it. We could have scrapped it. We probably could have sold the engine for bits, sold the car for bits, and got some money back. We've actually lost a fair amount of money on that. But now Tony, who on this podcast said he really loved that car.
Yeah, and off screen, that's also kind of the reason we actually did the video again. I think it should be in the video because we caught it a few times on camera. He genuinely every time was like, oh man, I love these. And we would talk about like what we would do with the engine and say, we might have to scrap it. And he'd be like, oh no, you got to save this. He was his favorite color. He's literally his favorite color of Jaguar, I think. Yeah. So,
but genuinely very impressed by that.
Oh,
I was worried. We know Tony's good.
Yeah.
And we know he knows his stuff, and everyone at Tom Lenthal knows his stuff. But I was a little bit like, this is tight.
This feels tight.
The engine being out of the car, that's a bonus, but there's our crap to deal with.
Oh, there was lots of our
stuff. Which he still has to deal with now. But I was just impressed. He did that, 21 hours?
21 hours, 22 minutes, I think is what
something
it was.
Something ridiculous to have.
Yeah.
And he worked all through the night. Was it like 1 a.m.?
Oh yeah, we started at 7 the first night.
Yeah,
he went until 1:30 is when we closed up.
Yeah,
and then we got there at 7:30.
Yeah,
he had been there since 6, just planning.
Yeah,
because we stopped the timer during the night, as we learnt from the MX5 episode that we did with me. It's really not helpful when 8 hours disappears from you just sleeping.
No, not at all.
But he literally said, "I didn't sleep at all because I was just thinking about what I have to do next." And then he came in at 6 a.m., 6 or 6:30, to just look. He wasn't allowed to touch the car.
Yeah,
just to look around and work out what needed to happen. And then every single challenge that we usually, when we get faced with working on a car, that any of you do probably as well, he just straight in his stride. He was like, cool, we'll work out an issue. I'd be sitting on my phone looking at forums going, but I can't do, how do I do it?
Yeah, there was a number of issues. I didn't, if it was us or even just me, Ben, perhaps.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips for the football?
Your best bet is to head over to BetVictor. They're giving new customers a terrific welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they'll give you £30 in free bets.
Phew, that's a steal of a deal.
It's a good darn deal that'll make you squeal for real. Neil?
My name's not Neil.
I know, but it rhymes.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the football at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in and bet on any football marketing at odds of evens or greater. No cash out, 7-day expiry, terms and conditions apply. Gambleaware.org.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare's Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product, you compare the market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
I would have been done. His enthusiasm, I mean, I didn't film it. I was only there for our initial plan. We actually weren't going to shoot it that evening. We were going to shoot the intro that evening.
Yeah.
And the time would start basically the next morning. He'd have the whole weekend. But he was so...
We had to go ahead because Tony had a kitchen to fit on Sunday.
That's part of it, but also, I got there like to drop all the equipment off and set up for the next day, and he was basically like, "I'm not going now." He's excited. Yeah. He's planned it. Like he genuinely, because he liked that car, he wanted to just get on it straight away and get it done.
He actually said he reckons he could have done it slightly quicker if he carried on the Friday night.
Yeah,
he reckons because even at like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., he was still
in a flow state.
I'm now in the.
Yeah,
I'm now in the.
That's the best thing though. We had budgeted Saturday and Sunday to do this. with him. We were like, you've got as long as you need. You can spread it across as many days as you want, as long as you do it within the timer. She went, no, I've got a fit kitchen on Sunday, so I'd like to just do it before that.
Also, that's when I thought, I was like, oh, this could go badly.
Yeah.
Also, Friday night, he'd been at work all day.
That wasn't
we got there. He had been at work. He clocked off at about five, I'm sure. Yeah. And then we got there at about six to set up. And he was like, I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then he worked from that. So he probably did like a 20-hour day.
Yeah.
Come up on that.
And also, he stayed true because we had given him the engine before the day, a couple of days before.
Yeah.
He could have started tearing that engine down and doing stuff to it then, but he left it.
Yeah.
He stayed literally true to the challenge and went, no, I haven't even compression tested it. The moment the timer starts, I will start on the engine.
He was very worried because obviously that engine is a bit of a miracle, to be fair. I would kind of like some explanation as to why. That we were told by those guys that engine was toast. And obviously we started it and it was a bit like, how the hell has happened? Even Tony himself said he was ready to down tools and quit.
Yeah.
Because he said that engine is toast.
I've misdiagnosed it.
It ran, but obviously still had an issue. And now, just by chucking some chains, not just chucking some chains in it, but still, relatively simple fix. It wasn't an engine rebuild.
No.
And it runs.
Yeah. Also, I think you have this on your list as well. There are a load of comments from when we bought the Green Jag saying, well, why wouldn't you just take the engine out of the Green Jag and put it in the blue one?
Are you joking?
No. Did you see how long it took us to get an engine out? Do you think I want to do that again and then refit it into this car? No, we're just going to fix the little bump it's had and then carry on.
The green car is actually a better car.
Absolutely.
Even though, like, history-wise, technically, because we have no history because it's Copart and it's category N because of a crash, but it is a better car.
Absolutely.
Underneath, it's better.
Yeah.
It's been better looked for. It's lower mileage. It's a possibly a more desirable colour. Not really sure. It's got better options.
Yeah.
It would have made zero sense.
If I look up right now, I can see your rib bash bar / bumper bar on this.
Still intact.
Can't do that on the blue car.
It's just not there.
It's rusted into oblivion.
It's just not there. The blue car, although it's not the worst of the Axifars, is definitely not as good as the green car.
No.
The green car was, I wouldn't call it a breeze, but it's, compared to the blue car, didn't really put up a fight at all.
That whole saga with the blue car, good start. We're glad it has gone to a loving home.
Also,
and it will be at Shedfest, which I think is this month. Yeah, this is the end of this month.
This month, yeah.
I think it's the best outcome for the series because the thing is that as well, as a viewer, do you really want to watch us take another engine out, which we've done, and then put another one in? It wouldn't be interesting. Whereas
they're going to say yes.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be as interesting. I'll stand by that. It wouldn't be as interesting because they've seen it happen before. Whereas we bought a different car for less money, did some interesting fixes on the crash side of it, and the other car gets to live and you get to see a professional actually work on it. So I personally think, out of what happened, which was not what we planned at the start of the series, we did not intend on doing seven episodes and three cars because one blew up. I think it is the best it could have been.
Such is cars.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cars.com. Cars.tm.
There's a section here from you, Ben, but I'm going to get to that after a couple of other notes. I watched Jackass 3 last night.
Okay.
End of note. And there was a bit in there, I remember. It was the Lamborghini tooth pull.
Is it the Murcielago? Or is it Gallardo?
It is a Murcielago.
Yeah. The convertible?
It is a Murcielago Spider.
Yeah.
But
6.2.
6.2, blue. Aftermarket wheels, as you'd imagine from that era.
America with Murcielagos.
But in my head, for whatever reason, before the car appeared, I was like, oh, this is the Lamborghini one. I'm pretty sure it's Gallardo. It cut to the back of a Murcielago. I was like, oh, it's a Murcielago.
Yeah.
Very cool. Gallardo noises.
What?
I don't know. Gallardo noises. Fake ass noises.
Because they had a purple Gallardo that he cut a sunroof in with a hacksaw.
Oh, really?
That was also, I think that was on Jackass. It could have been one of the web episode things. But you can find it online.
Yeah.
They cut a sunroof into his purple. It was like a Viola Ophelia it could have been. But it's a really nice one.
I was annoyed as hell. I saw this Murcielago. Then I heard this rev. I was like, that was a Gallardo. Like, again, 5-litre Gallardo as well. You know, easily, it's not, there's no mistake here. Someone has replaced that audio. I didn't think they'd do it in a production such as this.
No.
But it was, because it's weird. On like a, not a runway, but on a sort of open bit of land.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm about to hit Murcielago.
That was his driveway.
Giving it the beans. No, it was like on a runway or something.
Oh, okay.
Because they have to go fairly quick.
Yeah.
Because it was a long piece of rope to pull a tooth out. But I was annoyed. I thought, I'm about to hear a Murcielago, and I didn't. I heard a Gallardo.
Wait, that's also... Oh, maybe the one I'm thinking of, because they crash it. he accidentally reverses into a car.
No.
That's okay. Then that's the other one. That's the other Murcielago bit where he accidentally, there are three of them sitting in the Murcielago and someone's sitting in the middle. Maybe it's Gallardo. Oh, I need to look it up now. Basically, someone crashes it accidentally.
I need to see it again. But I was so annoyed. I didn't, you know.
Yes, no, it's that same one, that Gallardo. This is the one I'm thinking of. It's the one on his driveway. He's reversing it and he can't see and he just reverses straight into a van that's just behind them.
We sadly can't show this on camera.
No, we can't.
But imagine a Gallardo reversing.
There you go.
Oh dear.
You can just search it up online. He just reverses it into a car.
Very nice. But yeah, just annoyed by that. Mm. I would thought, you know, the few times I might see a Murcielago in a production of sorts, and they ruined it for me.
Do you know where we might be able to hear a full-on noise of Murcielago?
Where's that? Where would you
It's going to be if we drive Rat Dog's Murcielago, yeah. And that only happens if they get to 25k.
That's not on us.
No.
That's on the people watching.
We've done all we can, really.
There's literally nothing else we can do.
And also, just if anyone making a movie or a production, the consultancy is always open.
Sure.
It is there.
Sure. Next up, what we got next up?
Next up, that's basically it for our talking points.
Oh, Ben.
Ben has a want of the week.
Want of the week, and you, no jokes.
I don't know what this is, but
want on the week. Speaking of, Will has to call the Chinese in a moment.
For tomorrow night.
Yeah. Tomorrow after the...
Should I do it right now?
Please, if you could.
So we're going to Santa Pod tomorrow, and I used to live not far from Santa Pod, and not far from where I used to live was the most wonderful of Chinese.
Really incredible. If you live anywhere near Northampton, yep. If you're English... probably not. If you're American, you probably don't need to fly over. It's called Oriental Paradise.
Oriental Paradise. And it's the most famous Chinese in all of Earth.
When
they had a flood and shut down. Their page on Facebook has 7,000 followers.
And the post saying we've had a flood had 530 comments. That's crazy.
Like Chinese, you know, any Facebook page for a company, you're expecting a few hundred people.
Yeah.
7,000.
Also, all of the comments are like, oh, Steve, call me if you need help, man. Oh, you know, we'll help you get through this.
They've been shut for months and we have been sat a pod since and they've not been...
All user busy.
They've not been open.
That's how busy they are.
And we said, before the podcast, we were setting up and we said, let's get one tomorrow. Let's see if they're open. And guess when they opened?
Six.
Yesterday.
But 6 o'clock is when they opened, and that's ticked over while we're doing this podcast, so Will's calling them.
The line is busy.
Okay, let's ask my want of the week and then the Chinese to end.
Okay,
lovely.
Okay. I would like a K truck.
What's wrong with you?
I like them. I saw one the other day and I thought they were cool.
Now, do you want to know something, Ben? Interesting.
Yeah.
Don't want to dox anyone, but there's someone nearby and someone we know knows this person, has a collection of them. Literally, like, near us.
Oh, yeah, we
heard
this recently.
Maybe we can get you one.
I don't know why I want one. I just thought they're cool.
What did you see? Who's influenced? Who
I don't know. It's the classic, you know, the classic sort of curvy one that's white with the
It's a Honda Acty.
So yeah. Maybe it was, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it'll
but,
be one of those.
It had, like, circular lights at the front.
Yeah, it's an old, yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Cool. That's it. I just thought...
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
What will you use it for?
What was it about it that made you want it?
I don't know, he's just a cool guy.
You can see yourself, what, driving it on the road, picking up bales of hay?
Sure,
in it.
Yeah.
Picking up car parts.
Yeah, that's...
Do you know what I'd love one for? I kind of thought this. If we just had one here, is like the parts car.
Now that is a great idea, because we need either a golf cart,
yeah,
but something with enough power to pull broken cars around would be really good. Or a quad bike, but if it's a quad bike, I'm driving around in it, because I love quad bikes. I'm doing skids around.
Or like some sort of caterpillar. Like an actual caterpillar.
No, just a machine.
Like a digger.
Okay, that would be cool.
I'd love to drive a digger.
We talked about this, doing tractors as well on the channel.
Tractors or buses.
This podcast, people are like, I thought this was about cards. You're talking about tractors and calling Chinese restaurants.
Yes.
But K-truck.
There's been a huge... That's not really you, Ben.
No.
Can we buy one?
I want to know who's got to you.
Yeah. Nothing. Do you know what? I thought, and I don't know this, you know the Honda Beat?
No.
You know he's like a little three-cylinder and he's got ITBs and stuff.
Okay,
he's got ITBs, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and you have the ITB trumpets. Can you do that on a K-truck and just make it ridiculous?
Sure, but it doesn't have ITBs. You'd have to fashion some individual throttle bodies,
so you can get
and linkages, and you could.
I just thought doing like what it is in the Beat, where you're just absolutely flooring it, it's going nowhere, but it's making silly noises.
Yeah, you could do most of that. Yeah,
can we get one?
Sure,
I really want one.
You know what? Do you know what? This is the beauty of one of the week. because come tomorrow, Ben will go, I don't care.
I will care tomorrow. I think they're cool.
Okay. Will you buy one? How much is that? How much, like, roughly?
They start anywhere from like $5,000 up to 15
for a toy vehicle.
Yes.
Do you know what? If we buy one, here's what my promise to you: if we buy one as a machine to tow around stuff at the unit, I will daily it for a week.
You won't though.
What, up
you, you will drive that up and down the motorway from Bristol.
I tell you now, as someone who's driven a K car up and down the motorway every day to work, it's tough times, brother.
I'll do it for a week.
Also, that's in as something that's relatively, it's not aerodynamically challenged.
No, exactly.
A K truck,
perhaps like myself.
A K truck is not long for this world. As soon as a gust of wind hits it.
You know what, Ben? Maybe we'll let you drive one and we'll see
what you do. That'll be sick.
Because there is someone, we do have a contact around here.
Do you know what? I think you might hate it.
I think you would as well.
Why would I hate it?
I don't know. I just think you would. I'm going to call the Chinese while I think about my want of the week.
My want of the last week is, we've been talking, there's a video potentially coming soon, a Citroën C2 VTS. I had one. I think we might have talked about this last week. But I want one. I like them. Possible. I still like them. I've been looking at that. I've been looking at TVRs again.
Which kind of guy?
A Tuscan, a Tamora, a T350, a good one. The Camaro is still close to my heart, but I think that would be, we'd build one for the channel, but I wouldn't buy one personally.
Yeah.
But I should keep looking at them. I just love it. I thought, I was so excited. Sorry, last time on the podcast we were talking about Don't Meet Your Heroes, and I was fully expecting that with the Tuscan. I was like, it's not going to be great. But it was so good that I keep coming back to it in my brain.
We got a comment about that. Just thinking of that just came into my head. There was a comment. I can't remember who from. In fact, I won't name you because it was silly. A man who said, I drive these cars for a living.
Supercars.
I've driven an Enzo, an LFA. All of it listed a Chiron, a Veyron. Listed all these cars. And he said, it's not worth the hype, mate. He said, I wouldn't bother. Now, it could be sarcasm. It didn't look like sarcasm.
Anyway. No.
You're a fool.
Also, I think it depends. Like, I honestly think someone who's less inclined with cars, who's casually interested, might go, everyone hypes them up. But for people like us, maybe lots of people listening, whose their whole life revolves around these things, just to be in the presence of it
but
feels...
You're telling me you're not jumping in an Enzo or a Bugatti and not feeling... And not feeling the fizz.
Just pressing the start button. The child inside me is the most excited human.
It's just its presence.
Exactly.
Just to be inside it would be nice.
Tough to hear. Right, what have we got next?
That's it.
What have we got? Have we got a forum to end on?
I'll go call the Chinese.
Will you go ahead and call the Chinese? And then, Ben, let's get a forum.
Do a quick forum to end?
It's actually the busiest Chinese. The line has been busy for the last 5 minutes.
Well, and before we started the podcast, but they were closed.
Yeah, I did call the Chinese 6 times.
Will, keep working on that, all right?
You keep getting that.
We are going to end the podcast with a call to the Chinese to book a table.
I am listening.
Okay. Listening. Forum question. It's a quick one.
Here we go.
What about concept cars? Is it the...
Sorry, it's just the quiet user busy in the background. It's quite funny.
Forum question from Andrea Vali 1 on YouTube. What about concept cars? Is it a subject in the car subculture that interests you guys? Do you have a favourite one? Can I start?
Oh, interesting. Yeah, okay, sure.
No, I hate them. They're stupid and pointless.
It is
a way for manufacturers to blow the budget at the end of the year on some stupid, weird-looking thing that will never see the light of day. And if it is one that's based on a new car that's coming out in a few years, the car never looks as good. So what's the point?
Yeah, I kind of understand what you're saying. So for me... I don't like concept cars because I don't like things that I can never own. It's the reason I don't care for Formula One.
But when we're talking about concept, though...
It can be either...
Concept's never going to be...
No, I'm talking about, you know, there. So there's concept cars that are, hey, we're going to bring this out in a few years. Yeah. He's going to look something like this. And then there are concept cars that's here's an idea of what we could do. Those I don't really care for because I can't own one. I can never drive one. It doesn't exist, so it's not possible.
Yeah.
However, the Chrysler Me 412 and the Cadillac CN, because of games, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Those are Midnight Club, that Me 412, the Chrysler.
W12.
Just cool. It's Volkswagen. Just cool.
Is it a Volkswagen W12?
W12, and they also had a Nardo, which I don't know.
Is a Nardo.
Yeah, there's a W12 and a Nardo.
That was a cool looking thing.
Yeah.
Is it a W12?
I think they have both. I think there's two different ones. I think one is, I think...
I thought it was just a Nardo concept.
Yeah, there's two different versions. So one was called the W12. Oh, one was called the Nardo. And I think the W12 is a production.
In this game?
Yeah, exactly. But the ones I think all drive and one's rear wheel drive, there's differences between them. There's levels to it, cuz. But the... Yeah,
A concept car that exists and has an engine in it, I could kind of hear.
Yeah.
If it's like that, where it's like, oh, this is a... If it's got black windows and air inside it... I don't care. Normally, they're also... I'm going to say 99% of the time, I don't care about a concept car.
Yeah.
I would rather wait and see what the actual thing looks like. Brera, case in point.
The
you get unbelievable-looking thing, Maserati V8. What do you get? Lard-ass steel Vectra engine.
I'm going to say it. I usually prefer the look of the road car. Because a concept car usually doesn't look real. That's what my brain goes, I know that's not real. I know it's not, because that proportion is this build naturally attainable? No.
No.
So therefore I can't have it. So then, show me something I can.
What am I trying to think of? the Supra.
The FT1.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I guess the production one's close, but not as
That's what I mean. It's close, it's never the thing. Why show me that? Why show me what it could have been and then you show me something worse?
Because it's something to whet your appetite.
I don't want that.
It's the thought that counts.
But it's whetting my appetite with the best meal I've ever had and then giving me like a ready meal.
No, but it's not, because it's a proof of concept. If I say to you, Ben, tomorrow I am going to build a Supra. Great. You go, cool. I now go, hey Ben, have a look at this thing. I've just built this. We're going to make this real. You go, what the hell? That's sick. Now,
make it
I
real.
Say to you, no, but that's the thing. I would say to you, now look, obviously, over the next few months and years, we're going to have to pull some proportions in. The man himself will say, you're not allowed those headlights because someone's nan's ankle might get broken.
Okay.
So we've got to shave that down a little bit. Now we've got to bring the track width in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's impossible to make, so we'll take that off.
Great.
Hey, it happens. You got to make some compromises.
Yeah, but why tell me? That's fine. I get that. But why show me what I could have had?
It feels like a massive waste of time.
Yeah, I hate
to come out with how much does the concept really? If you just came out with the thing, the closest to the thing, surely you would be better off.
But that takes a long time to tick all of the boxes of fitting a car within an ability to sell it. Whereas if you just go, yo, sketch something really cool and then build a concept and go, look, it's going to be kind of around about this, it's a proof of concept, that's much easier. I actually think it is full time that they don't do it, because you just make a drawing, build that car in clay and go, look.
How much money must that cost though?
What? To I don't
to come out with a concept car, it must cost tons.
I don't think so. I think not.
If anyone...
Why would it, then there's someone else to design it again and again and go, oh, they're basically saying, design this, we're never going to make it.
Yeah. But you refine down. Whereas if you try and start with, right, design me a headlight that conforms to all of these regulations now, then how do you work that out with the man who's just done the door?
They should go with the children's car drawing method. Start with box car.
Yep.
And work your way out.
And then get a little bit more smooth. A couple more flames. Yep. Oops, I made the back too long. Let's just curve that over.
The doors don't quite end where they're meant to.
For some reason, the front door ends halfway over the wheel, as it always does.
But if anyone who is watching has worked on a concept car or even manufacturer, I'd love to know your thoughts as to why they exist. What I hate the most? When they say, here's a design study. Shut up.
I'd also like to know...
This is what we can draw. We're not making it, but we can draw it.
But that's not the point. The point is, with anything creative, you're trying to get in a head, without sounding wanky, you're trying to get into a space where you're coming up with things that are of the thing you're making, if that makes sense.
Then just do it.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Where it's worked.
What? Why do I need to... I don't understand it. Why bring out a car? Just bring the car out. Hey, when you get like an article and it goes, X brand is bringing out this car. And you're like, oh, cool. And you come out and goes, yeah, this is a 2028 production. It's going to look different and be terrible. Why? I don't care.
Where's a good example?
Let me ask you this, Ben.
Is it one?
An S2000, right?
Yeah.
They're bringing it back.
Okay.
Go, make it. Okay. How do you make that?
Well, you go and make it.
How? How do you make it?
Well, I don't know. I haven't made a car, but I would assume you take the design from the old one, modernize it, make it into its... Yeah, great. But then why show everyone that?
But that's a design study. That's it.
Yeah, but do it internally. I don't need to see it. Why? I want to see the final thing. I'm a consumer.
No, they're not. As a consumer, if you tomorrow S2000 is on the forecourt, you go, oh God, I didn't know that was here. Whereas if you get teased with it, it starts perking your interest. You go,
yeah, but you can just tell me. I don't want to see what it could be. And then it comes out and it's got smaller wheels and it looks stupid and it's not as good and the interior is different. And do you know what? I can sort of hear you're coming from if it's like when they do one that's 60% of the way there. I kind of get that. And they go, we can make the proportion slightly smaller. I get that. That makes sense. But when it's like, this car has a totally chrome interior and it's got a floating screen. Oh, but yeah, the number one is going to come out with.
It's sometimes a vision for a time, yeah, something further. I remember going to, it was my first ever car job related thing when I first worked at CT, was going to Rolls Royce, and they had, they released this thing, 100 years of something.
100 years?
Yeah, I think it may have been that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But there'll be little design elements there that are used now.
Yeah.
So it's never like, sometimes it's not about the specific design of that car. It's more about the design language, which sounds, again, wanky. But for the next generation, two generations ahead of car. I understand it is not like when you think of, I always think of that BMW, the CSL homage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the concept looked the nuts. And then it came out, it was just an M4.
Yeah.
With some odd bits on it.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Ooh.
And that's exactly correct.
That's good for a podcast.
No, yeah, the other thing is that it's, half of it is them trying to stay relevant and push the boundaries of what cars do. So that's, I think that's the reason why the interiors are all mental. Because it's being like, yeah, but look what we can do. We're BMW, look how sick we can still be. And people go, oh, okay, that's quite snazzy. Did you see the new concept car? Whereas, you know, the other thing is, we're not the customers.
That's fair.
We're the sort of person buying a 100 grand car, 200 grand car new might go, oh, that's quite cool, I like that vibe. Whereas we're going, see you on car wow auctions in 74 years, brother.
Yeah, well, listen, a controversial forum today. Potentially our most controversial, yeah. Yeah, a bit of it.
I like it.
I think a lot of others watching are also not going to care too much for concepts.
Can you, everyone, jump in the comments and give us some opinions?
Let us know.
What's your favourite concept, Ben?
Concept? I don't like any of them.
Nah, I reckon you do.
I quite liked the Chiron. What was it called? When the Chiron came out, it had the...
There you go.
That's the Cobra. More concepts.
More concepts. Yeah, that's a cool concept. I like that one.
What was it called? Like, is it a Gran Turismo or something?
What's that, sorry?
The Chiron concept car. I don't even remember it.
Oh, I hate that.
No.
Do you know what? As much as I love Gran Turismo as a game, all of the Gran Turismo cars, I couldn't stand more. I hate them all.
What do you call them?
The Visions.
Vision. They all look like absolute ass.
I hate them.
Oh.
Well, this is everyone on the phone.
Sorry. Yeah, no. No, I don't like that.
What's he just bought?
Wait.
He's been in Ford.
Oh,
why,
God.
Why has he done that?
Convertible Mustang.
Okay. Sorry, is that green with brown interior?
Lovely. So there you go, the proof that not everyone has taste.
Bugatti Chiron Gran Turismo, I believe it was called.
Hideous.
Let me see. No, it's like a, he's kind of like a race spec version of it.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's kind of cool, because it looks like the actual car that came out afterwards.
We actually do need to be able to show stuff on the screen. It would be good, again, to bring to, for Jamie to pull that up.
To show it on here. But perhaps, then we don't ever have to put it in the edit.
Perhaps a future issue. I think with that,
Will should call the Chinese
to end.
I've been calling them nonstop, and they have been busy.
We're going to do one final try, and oh, that's it. The user's busy. Right. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast. Bit of scatterbrained one this episode.
Crazy one.
We will see you maybe with a bit more focus next week. Remember, subscribe to Rat Dog, and also Cars Rule Everything Around Me. Cream, get the money.
Also, Richard Porter, respond to your email.